So this joint venture, selling the one interview, transcripts, and some inspirational quotes, you did about $200,000 in sales, and you split it, so you made yourself roughly around $90,000 on that one deal.
Right, that was net profit.
One interview.
One interview, the transcripts, the three inspiring quotes, but since he was given a lot of powerful content in the interview in regards to taking advantage of the tax incentives that the wealthy do, a lot of people was intrigued by it, and they basically had to have it.
That's incredible. Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Hi, it's Michael Sinoff with Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. I'm really excited to share this interview with you. The title is called Exactly How One of My Audio Marketing Secret Students Made Over $90,000 Off Just One Interview. You're not going to believe this. His name is Arthur Robinson, Jr. He is a nursing assistant with a dream when he came across my site, HardToFindSeminars.com. He immediately decided he wanted to do interviews just like me. So he decided he wanted to interview experts in the marketing and business industry and didn't let the fact that he had no experience or that his training was in a completely different field didn't let that stop him. He quickly built a website and a great reputation. And Arthur found that not only was it easier than he thought to land interviews, but it was also easy to strike up affiliate deals and joint venture deals with the experts he was interviewing. But he admits he was most surprised when he and his expert each made a quick and easy $90,000 on just one joint venture ClickBank interview package they ran. And they made it in just a few short days. And in this interview, Arthur reveals exactly how he made that kind of money. You'll also learn the fastest known way to build confidence so you can land big name interviews and all about the road Arthur took to land his first huge one, Laurel Langmire. You'll learn the critical elements that need to go into any audio email invitation that will instantly carve all of the value your expert will get from doing an interview with you. You'll learn Arthur's formula for landing experts that works even if you have no credibility, experience, or even a website. You'll learn a quick action plan for making the kind of life-changing JV deals that will allow you to quit your day job starting tomorrow. You'll learn the surprising reason Arthur says most experts prefer live interviews and exactly how he promotes his. You'll learn the most effective and easiest way to simply take an expert's book and turn it into an entire interview topic. You'll learn how Arthur marketed a ClickBank interview package that grossed close to $200,000 and landed him and his expert more than $90,000 each, and what he did to make it such a valuable product. Arthur says the two most important steps he took for success were to decide and do, because the only way your lifestyle is ever going to change is if you change it. 5 months ago, he quit his job as a nursing assistant and has never looked back. And in this interview, you'll hear how he did it and how you can decide and do it all too. Arthur, I got to ask you, how'd you come up with this whole idea of doing these joint ventures and these interviews? Where did this all start for you?
Well, actually, when it comes to joint venture marketing, it all started when I came across your powerful site. And I know it's been like over a year since we did the first interview. I was listening to some of your joint ventures, and I listened to the one with Robin and the one with Nikki.
Yeah, Bianco, Nikki.
Right. And then you be explaining about how joint ventures how two parties can actually come together with one common goal to make some serious money. And then when I heard that and then I invested in your Joint Venture Magic program, I decided to say, you know what, well, let me just take it to the next level. We're going for high-powered people, which you like to call it marquee value. I decided to do that, and then once I came across, you know, the gentleman that wanted to do the joint venture with me, that's when I decided to pursue it and take it to the next level with, you know, making some money. But I didn't ever thought that I would actually make that kind of money.
Do you remember how you came across my site?
Well, it was over a year ago, and actually it was around maybe 1 a.m. Actually, I was looking through people's websites and looking through some YouTube videos, and I came across your video where you actually run down on how you could turn a $20 book into a 3,900 information product.
What do you remember about that video?
I remember your host was Ben Settle, and I remember when you did that interview, you was actually talking about you could turn a $20 book into a 3,900 informational product, and you basically were revealing in that interview about how you met a marketing genius where you turned his book into the powerful HMA system. So when I heard that video, I was like, wait a minute, I got to find out who is Michael Senoff. So then when I found your URL, hardtofindseminars.com, I went to it and I was like, wow, I was blown away with all the links, but I didn't fully understand it. But then when I started clicking on the links, I was like, oh, okay, this is how you actually get to the meat and potatoes in this powerful website. And then I heard the interview you did with Bill Bartman. And once I heard that, I was like blown away. And I said, you know what, okay, this is what I like to be connected to in regards to outside-the-box education. And that's what your website delivers.
You're in Philadelphia, right?
Right.
So what were you doing before all of this? Did you have a job? You know, what did you do?
Well, before all of this, I was working as a nursing assistant, take care of the elderly people. And basically, I was doing God's work by doing that. And then I started to gradually get into my own printing company that I have now in regards to selling long-sleeve and short-sleeve shirts.
So you're a screen printer and you are a nursing assistant. Did you work in, like, hospitals or nursing home or respite care?
I was doing a little bit of both. I was doing hospitals and nursing homes.
Okay. You got to go to school for that, right?
Yes. So I got certified back in 1997, and I've been doing that work for a while now. And then when I came across your site, and then when we did the interview, and you told me about, you know, how you can actually make money by doing all the interviews, I can admit I got an account where, you know, you're going to record the recordings, but I didn't start really pursuing it until when I was hearing more of your audio recordings about how you can make money with audio interviews. And I said, you know what, this is it. I'm going to do this full speed ahead. I'm going at this full time.
Did you put a resignation in on your nursing assistant job?
Yes, actually, I did that around 5 months ago.
Was your wife supportive of that, or what was she thinking about all this?
Well, my wife was supportive, and actually, my wife was a fan of you.
Okay.
She was like, well, you know, if Michael said you could do it, then I guess this is the route you got to go. But, you know, you got to mimic people who've been there, done that, who's still doing it. And I know you're still doing it. So I started interviewing people on a local level that was real estate agents, real estate brokers. But I know when you informed me about Marquee Value, we're going for the big names. At first, I didn't have the confidence, but now my confidence is like through the ceiling in regards to interviewing high-powered people.
You know, when we did that interview, I told you the same thing. You know, I shied away from them. I didn't have the confidence to go for the big name. I didn't think they'd want to do an interview with me. Is that how you felt at first, too?
Well, that's how I felt, but I remember what you said, that persistence is the key. And, you know, when you first starting out and you really don't have marquee value in regards to, you don't have no credibility under your name, you know, some people that's high-powered, that's A players, they might not take you seriously. So I started pursuing interviewing people on a local level. Then I started going for bigger names. But now my confidence is so high right now that it doesn't bother me if I interview a millionaire or a billionaire.
A lot of the students may want to know, well, Arthur, how do you approach a big-name person? What have you found to be the most effective method in getting in contact or getting a big-name marquee value personality to agree to an interview? What's your trick?
To all of Michael Senoff's students, I'm going to inform you on this. Listen to Michael Senoff. He knows exactly what he's talking about in regards to getting big names. And I followed his blueprint. So what I did, Michael, I sent the email out, invited him for an interview. And sometimes I secure the interview with just an email, or I will call them up directly and carve out the benefits that they will receive in regards to them coming on my show, and I'll promote them on my site and promote them on the social media and social bookmarking sites, and they will get the edited interview, and they will get a video in regards to the edited interview. So basically, you can call them up, or you can basically hire an assistant to do that, to just do calls for you, but calling people that you want to interview and calling people that you're interested in regards to the subjects that they cover. And I'm interested in marketing, business, health, and what the globalist is doing in regards to the people that's actually running the country.
How many interviews have you done so far? Do you have an idea?
I have over 100 interviews.
Wow. I got to say, publicly, I'm really proud of you. There may be some other star students out there, but I just don't know of anyone who's really taken the information from the Audio Marketing Secrets material and just gone out there and gone full on and just done what you've done. And I'm telling you, you know, this morning I just got back from running down at the bay. I try and get a run in every morning, and I was just listening to the Mark Leonard one on franchising, and your interviews are good. They're really good. And one thing I like about them is you just ask the question and you kind of shut up and you let the guy talk. And that's what I think a good interview is about. You ask good, solid questions. They're real succinct. And then the interviewer just talks and talks and talks. I mean, that Mark Leonard one on franchising was wonderful. And I'm not through all of them yet, but I've been listening to a lot of them and they're great. I'm really enjoying them. So you are doing a great, great job on these interviews. The quality sounds good. They're good, very meaty, valuable, and powerful interviews, no doubt.
Well, I appreciate that coming from you, Michael.
The interviews aren't about me. They're not about you. They're about the guests we bring on and the listeners who are going to listen or who are going to invest in the powerful information. Our job as interviewers are just to ask the good questions that we think our listeners want to know and just pull that information out and just let these guys talk and talk. And, you know, one of the benefits of these marquee guys, they've done a lot of interviews. So they're good talkers. They know how to share the vital points of their topic. Would you agree? I mean, is it easy doing an interview?
Oh, yes, it's definitely easy doing an interview. Once you build your confidence up and you know the right questions to say, you have to be interested in the person you're interviewing. Once you can do that and carve out the blueprints, let's say, for example, if you want to interview an expert and they have several books, I have done that where I invite them on my program and I interviewed them about their book and I just carved out the questions with the tables of contents that is in that book. But it's absolutely powerful when you can actually turn that book into an interview topic.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. I mean, you're getting a chance to interview a top expert that would charge probably thousands of dollars in consulting fees to spend that kind of time on the phone with you, and you're getting that for free.
Right, exactly. When it comes to the experts that you decide to interview or the experts decide to come on your program, they do charge thousands and thousands of dollars for their advice. But if you invite them on your program or if you have a radio show or a teleseminar, they will give you that powerful information for free because the bottom line is the reason why they're giving you the interview, they want more publicity. If that free publicity is coming from you, they're going to capitalize on it for free publicity that you're willing to give to them.
How do you outline the benefits when you're on the phone or you have a chance to email a big name why they should let you interview them?
If you are just starting out, what I would recommend is tell the big name that you're trying to get, the person that you want to interview, tell them that you want to become an affiliate. That'll get you in the door. Now, to the seasoned interviewers, if you still want to pursue getting big names, I highly recommend you give them a call, or you can email them. And let's say you talk to their personal assistant. You have to carve out the benefits in regards to, let's say you want to promote them on your site. Let's say you want to promote them on social media and social bookmarking sites worldwide. Let's say you want to do article distribution with telling America that your next big interview is going to be X and X. You can do that in regards to landing an interview. But with carving out the benefits, you got to understand the reason why a big man, or a big woman for that matter, that's an expert in their specific niches, why they want to do an interview with you. They may go to your website or your blogs or your articles and say, you know what, I want to give this man or this woman a shot in regards to them interviewing me. But if you don't really have no social proof, then there's a possibility that they might not want to give you the interview. But if you can carve out the benefits in regards to what's in it for them, never reveal features. Always carve out the benefits, what's in it for a person that you're trying to get in regards to you want to get that marquee value. But if you carve out the benefits, they will be more than happy to give you an interview.
What was your very first big name interview that you got before you had the social proof, you know, working your advantage and getting them to say yes? Can you bring me back? Tell me a story about that.
My first big interview, I believe it was with Laura Langmire. Now, Laura Langmire, she is Dr. Phil's money expert, but we had something in common because I interviewed a woman by the name of DC Cadova. DC Cadova, she is the CEO of the Money and You program, and a lot of high-powered experts graduated from that program, like Robert Kiyosaki, Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, Laura Langmire. You had a lot of powerful people that graduated from that program, Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield. And when I interviewed DC Cadova, DC Cadova referred me to Laura Langmire. So that resonated with Laura, and she knows DC Cadova, and that's how I landed the interview.
Perfect. You already had that interview with DC Cadova, and that marquee right there, you leveraged that to get the interview with Laurel.
Yes, DC Cadova put in a good word for me, and me and Laura Langmire's assistant was going back and forth. And then I finally secured the interview, and she came on my show, and she's absolutely a wonderful woman. She's a multi-millionaire, and that was my first big name with Laura Langmire, and I appreciate her giving me the opportunity to come on my show.
How'd you get DC Cadova?
Well, DC Cadova, that was another referral, and to everyone that's listening, remember, when it comes to business, it's all about referral marketing. So with DC Cadova, how I landed that interview, I interviewed a woman by the name of Dr. Letitia Wright. And Dr. Wright, she has her own TV show, and she's in California. And she told me about DC Cadova, and I went to her website. I was very impressed by the content I seen on the website. And I said, you know what, I'm going to email her. And I emailed her. Her assistant got back to me approximately maybe 2 weeks later. And I secured the interview, and I did like 3 interviews with DC Cadova so far.
How did you get the interview with Letitia Wright?
Actually, a friend of mine referred me to her, and I went to a Facebook page, and I was very impressed by what I seen on the Facebook page, so I decided to give her an email. I sent out an audio interview invitation, and she responded, and she came on my program, and she was actually revealing about business strategies that business owners can pursue.
Did you originally contact her through Facebook and do a Facebook message, or did you get her email address and then email her personally?
I contacted her through her email that I've seen on her Facebook account. Approximately a week later, she responded, and she said she'd be very honored to come on my show.
Great. So you said you sent out an audio interview invitation. Tell me about that. If someone wanted to create an audio interview invitation, what elements do you think are important for it to have before you send it out and invite someone?
Well, an audio interview invitation, if they don't know you, you can put in there that this is X and X. I am the creator of whatever your URL is. And then you can carve out the benefits, what would be in it for them. And in the audio invitation, I always say I'm looking out for business experts that's willing to share their expertise with the listeners. And I always put in there that it can be a live interview or it can be a one-on-one interview. The choice is actually up to the expert. And when you carve those benefits out, and when they go to your website and they see what you're all about, I guarantee you, out of 100%, 90% you will secure the interview. Now, let's say they got something going on, if they're traveling, and if you're an expert that does a lot of professional speaking engagements, then they probably get back to you maybe the next month or the following month when they have some downtime to come on your program.
Tell me about, like, when you didn't have the site, how are you able to get it and leverage that and outline benefits that got them to say yes? Because a lot of people are going to be starting from ground one. They don't have a website. They don't have any other interviews right now. I want to talk about, you know, how to get that first interview with a big name.
If you decide to pursue that you want to do audio interviews, my suggestion would be to seek out experts that you're interested in. Even though you might not have social proof, but if you seek them out, and let's say you call them up, or let's say you send an email, and when you call them up, you can say, well, this is X and X, I am the creator of your URL, and you can say, I've seen this expert on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, and you can say, I'll be very interested in them coming on my program, or her, especially if they have a book. Now, the system might say, can you send me an email, you know, carving out the benefits. But if you don't have an email already set up, you can just basically say, I would like to become an affiliate for the expert in regards to him or her making money. And 9 times out of 10, they'll say, okay, I'm going to get back to you. Once they get back to you, if they are very intrigued by you on the phone, because first impression is always the right impression, once they decide to get back with you and once they say the interview is secured, then that's going to build your confidence when you get your first big name. And then from there, just keep following that formula with calling or emailing, or you can also just write a letter. Get their address to their business, or it could be, you know, to their home. But most likely it'd be to their business. And if you really want to, you know, secure the interview, just write a letter, carve out the benefits in the letter that, you know, I want to invite you to do an interview and I want to interview you about your expertise. If they have books and you want to interview them about their books, they definitely are open to that. So once you land your first big interview, just keep following that same blueprint, that same formula, and that will land you to get other big names.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. All right, well, you said something really important, and I think I've talked to you about this. When you want to go after a big marquee name and you don't have any credibility, or even if you do, if you feel like it's going to be a hard expert to land an interview, find out what they're selling and approach them and say, I'd like to be an affiliate and help you sell some of your products. That's been one of my most effective means in getting them to say yes to an interview, because who's going to turn down the opportunity for more sales? And so you said that's worked for you?
That's worked for me to land big names. But now I'm to the point where my social proof speaks for itself. You know, I can decide to become an affiliate, or I can decide not to become an affiliate.
Yeah. If you've got the social proof and hundreds of interviews up on your website that they can go check out, they're going to want to be on your show for the free publicity, whether you sell their stuff or not.
Right. And also, Michael, in addition to that, some interviews are not on the site, but I actually sent the audio interview to them to put it on their website, and they also get a video from me in regards to them coming on the show, and I landed some interviews just with a video.
When you invite them, you say you give them a choice between a live interview and one that's not live. How do you gauge the response? How many people want the live one? How many people want the one that's not live?
In my experience, most of the experts, they want it live because, you know, they want to be exposed to a market that you are connected with. So when it comes to the live interviews or the one-on-one interviews, most of my interviews have been live. And I have done maybe a few that wasn't live, but most of them have been live, and they are very intrigued by that.
How do you like doing them live compared to not live?
It all depends on the individual that you are willing to interview. Now, with me, I like doing live because it's engaging. Also, like my format in regards to my interviews, my latest interviews have been live, so I've created a different format for that. But one-on-one in regards to the interview is not live, that can actually be incredible too, because when it comes down to it, people are on the line to hear the expert, but people are on the line, or should I say they're coming on your show to hear the powerful content your expert is willing to reveal. So when you have a shortcut to people's problems, that's when people don't mind coming on the show live and very engaged by what the expert has to say. But from my experience, what I see, what people like to pursue, people invest in what they need, they invest in what they want, they invest in experience that you're willing to share with them, and they also invest in the value that you're willing to share with them.
So how would you sum up Arthur Robinson Jr.'s interview and money-making strategy now that you've had some time over the last year to formulate it? What have you found that's working exceptionally well for you?
When it comes to informational products, you have to get a team. You have to get people that's willing to be dedicated to your commitment. And I'm obligated to my obligations, so I really care about the people that come on my program and the people that's actually following me. When it comes to a blueprint recipe, if you do a joint venture with your expert, and let's say they have a product that your list or their list is not familiar with, you can actually make a lot of money. And once people like you, respect you, and trust you, and they see the value that you have in your informational products, you're going to be in business for a long time, because happy customers is loyal customers. They keep coming back to you wanting your product or your service.
Can you explain in more detail, like, how you make money off of an audio interview? Maybe give me an example. You don't have to mention names.
Once I secure the interview, this certain individual came on my program, and he's a high-profile man. He came on my program, and he was exposed to 5,000 people, and he had a few people on his list join the program.
Was this a live one or pre-recorded?
This was live.
Well, let me ask you this. Once he decided and agreed to the invitation, did you set a date for the interview?
Right. I set a date for the interview and the time.
I hate to interrupt, but once you set the date and time, what does Arthur Robinson Jr. do to prepare in relationship to your list?
From there, I'll send an email blast out to my list, letting them know what is going to be up and coming. Now, I always send an email blast out to my list in regards to a man or a woman that came on my program, but I'll send it out in a video format, and then I'll send an email blast out what's going to be up and coming in regards to the person I'm going to be interviewing, and I will reveal that in the email, let them know that we're going to either talk about asset protection, or his expert, he specializes in business or marketing or health. And so I'll do preparation before I actually do the interview to get people on the show. And once they're on the show, you know, the people are very mesmerized with the content in regards to the experts that are revealing their secrets in regards to their powerful topics that they specialize in.
Okay, so you're showing us your money formula for making money doing audio interviews. So you've secured the interview with the expert. You've set a date. You've done email notifications and a video notification explaining the benefits of why they should show up live on your show. Have you already talked to the expert one-on-one as far as setting the stage of what the goal of the interview is? Have you set up a deal? You know, give me an example of this one for the money-making one. How did you set the deal up, you know, the joint venture up, if you're going to make some money off this?
With the joint venture, let's say I'm talking to the man or woman's assistant. So the first thing they're going to do, they're going to see my audio invitation. They're going to look at my website. They're going to look at my instant credibility with the power of my associations with the people I already interviewed. So they know I already have a license to interview the experts that I interviewed in the past. So when they look that up, they're like, wow, you interviewed Joe Sugarman. You interviewed Michael Maloney. You interviewed Larry Winget. You interviewed Bob Chapman. And so on and so on. So they'd be like, I'll get back to you. Once they get back to me and they confirm it with the expert that I'm pursuing to have on my program, 9 times out of 10, they always say, you know what, tell them I want to do the interview. I'm free this particular date. And then I secure the interview. And then once I secure the interview, that's when I send an email blast out to my list, let them know what's going to be up and coming with. Once I secure the interview and the assistant says, you know, everything is a go, what I would tell the assistant is I would like to talk to him or her before I do the interview. So once that's secured and I talk to the expert, I'd be like, okay, what are you selling? Are you selling a book? Are you selling a course? You got a seminar that's coming up? If they are a professional speaker. And let's say they have products that they want to sell, and I say, okay, let's say we want to do an affiliate deal. But if I don't want to do an affiliate deal, I say, okay, I'll tell you what, let's just upsell the program with the transcripts, there's three inspiring quotes. And once we upsell that, and we can split the profits 50-50. So I'll secure that before I actually do the deal. If it's just marquee value and they don't have anything they want to sell and they just want to just come on my show to give great content and to get more exposure, then we might not work out a deal. But since we're talking about deal making, I will have a communication with the expert before I do the interview so we can carve out the benefits in regards to what's in it for them and what's in it for me.
You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's Hard to Find Seminars. All right, so on the deal that you did, you grossed about $200,000. Did you set that up personally with the expert before the live interview, or was that with the assistant or what?
Well, basically, that was with his assistant, and then I told her I would like to talk to him personally so we can carve out the benefits and what do you actually want to sell, or do you have any additional products that you want to sell in regards to you coming on my program. So once I talked to him, he told me that he was coming out with a book, but it won't come out the next year. So I said, all right, but you are selling your services, and you're very skillful at what you do. So, okay, you want to promote that, you could promote that. In addition to that, I told him we can upsell the program, which he already carving out, you know, how the wealthy is actually getting wealthy by the Internal Revenue Tax Code, which is taxes. He agreed, so we negotiated the deal. So I said, whatever we sell, we can split it 50-50. I was going to do a 60-40, but I decided, you know what, since he's coming on my program, I secured the interview, you know, I'm not greedy. As long as we're being fulfilled, it's all on one common goal. So we agreed to split the profits 50-50. It was phenomenal. I was very shocked that I could actually make that kind of bread. But it worked, and he wants to do business with me in the future.
Okay, so when you set that up, you set the interview and the transcripts and the inspirational quotes, you set it up as a ClickBank product. Did you do all that yourself, or who owned the ClickBank account? And if that's how it was set up during the interview, who promoted the link of where the listeners could go to get that? Did you do that on the live call, or did you do that as a follow-up after?
Well, actually, I did that on the live call where they can, you know, basically pick up the benefits in regards to the show. And my assistant basically worked that out with the ClickBank deal. And if people wanted to pay through PayPal, they can do that too. So it was with ClickBank and PayPal.
So your assistant got this all set up, right?
Right.
Okay, and so your assistant said, okay, here's the link of where we're going to drive the listeners to if they want the transcripts and the quotes and the recording.
Right, exactly. I'd highly recommend if you're going to do a type of deal like that, you have to be in control of that situation in regards to the sales that you can generate. But you have to be fair. When you make that amount of money, you know, you have to split the profits with a certain individual or a certain organization 50-50, or you could do a 60-40. It all depends on what you negotiate.
That ClickBank was your account, so he had to trust you to pay him his 50% of the money.
Exactly.
Describe that experience. You had $200,000 in sales come through after that live interview. I mean, what was that like?
Actually, it was $194,000. You know, remind you, that night we closed around $1,500. The next 2 days after that, it followed with $500. So that secured it with $2,000.
Did you ever do an additional email blast to your list for the product after that?
Well, actually, I sent the email blast out with the people that couldn't make it on the call. It's a possibility that you can get these wonderful products if you missed the call. So it basically was like, you know what, you're not going to be missing out if you're not on the call.
So describe what that was like. Was this the most money you've made in one day in your entire life?
This is the most powerful joint venture I ever did, Michael, and I really do appreciate you really revealing this industry to me, because I didn't even know this exists. And what we do is a small niche, but it's a powerful niche if you get connected with the right people.
So describe what it felt like after the interview. I mean, bring me back to that evening. What time did the interview occur about?
Well, I normally do my show at 2 p.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Eastern, depending on the time slots or where they are, because I interview people from all over the world. But he came on my program at 2 p.m., and we did like over an hour interview, and people actually, you know, they was very intrigued by him.
Do you sit in front of a monitor while you do the interview?
Yes, I'll be in front of my office.
Could you see the ClickBank orders coming through towards the end of the interview while you were doing it?
Actually, when I finished doing the show and I checked the ClickBank, the sales was just coming in. I was really overwhelmed. I didn't even contact him until the next day and told him this is what we generated. And he was like, wow. And then I said, well, look, I tell you what, let's just wait a couple of days to see if we can get everybody. And, you know, sure enough, 2 days later, we sold 2,000. That's my biggest joint venture that I ever did.
Do you like selling information? If so, why?
I like selling information because from my resources, I found out that the information publishing business, that is a billion-dollar industry. And the gentleman by the name of Spurwell, he is the owner of University of Phoenix. He sells a lot of online products. Now, this gentleman is like in his 70s, but he's worth $3 billion by selling information to college students. Now, think about that. $3 billion this man is worth. And there's a lot of other internet marketers out there that is killing it in the information publishing business. So I like selling information because, for one, I like learning. For two, I like putting smiles on people's faces where they wasn't exposed to this information in regards to outside-the-box education. So basically, I don't like what's on the news, so I like creating my own news with doing audio interviews. Well, the margins is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it doesn't matter if you sell a digital product that's an e-book, you can sell an e-course, you can sell a book, you can sell an audio program, you know, you can have different interviews, and you can put transcripts to them where that's raising the value of your informational product, but the margins could absolutely be incredible. For example, what I made, I split the profits, which was $97,000. Let's say 3,000 times $97, and that's an informational digital product. You just made $291,000, and that's just with 10 more people. And you split the profits, the margins is absolutely incredible. I mean, from one joint venture deal, you can actually quit your job. And basically, a JOB stands for just over broke. So to the people that's thinking about getting involved with this powerful niche that me and Michael is doing, I do appreciate Michael Senoff for revealing this powerful niche to me. You can definitely make a lot of money by doing audio interviews, but you have to put in your mind that you can do it and that you will do it. And let nothing get in your way or let nothing derail you from reaching success, because failure is a part of success.
So this formula, you've been doing interviews for a while. Is it that you just kind of figured out this formula that's really paying off, and now your future interviews or a lot of your future interviews are going to be kind of set up this way?
In the near future, if I keep doing joint ventures the way I'm going right now in regards to big joint venture deals, basically I'm just going to just give people value, and I'm going to continue to make significant amount of money, and from there I'm going to continue to provide undeniable value to my listeners and to people that's willing to join the PowerfulInterviews.com network.
So anyone who wants to learn more about you and check out some of the experts that you've interviewed, where would you tell them to go, and what would you tell them to do?
I would tell them to go to www.PowerfulInterviews.com. That's www.PowerfulInterviews.com. Or once you arrive to my website, you will see a welcome video of me and welcome to the site. And then you go to the interview section, and you will see the people that I interviewed. And then also you can get some additional bonuses with some free information in regards to a powerful interview I did with DC Cordova. You can download the transcripts and three inspiring quotes, and also you can download the Millionaire Mindset Report in regards to the mindset you had to develop if you want to become a millionaire.
Yeah, you are my star student. You've done just about everything and even more of what I've taught in the Audio Marketing Secrets course. And, you know, you've just done it. And that really is the key. Decide and just do it. And, man, look at what's ahead of you. There's no stopping you.
Michael, I appreciate everything that you have done for me. To everyone that's on this call, remember that powerful thought leaders do invest in themselves. I want to repeat that. Powerful thought leaders do invest in themselves. I have invested in Michael's program, The Joint Venture Magic. I invested in Audio Marketing Secrets. I invested in Hard to Find Ads. That's absolutely helped me out tremendously with the ads. So if you're thinking about pursuing this industry, you have to learn from people who've been there, done that, who's still doing it. And Michael Senoff, he's doing it. I didn't even know he even existed until I got on the internet and seen a video that he did with how to turn your $28 book into a $3,900 informational product. Michael, he gives a lot of tremendous value, which I know all of y'all know that so far. So I highly recommend, if you want to get involved with audio interviews, you have to decide that you want to become an interviewer. And you have to decide that if you want your lifestyle to change, the only way it's going to change unless you make it change. Because who you listen to determines your future. So I'm listening to Michael Senoff. I highly recommend you listen to Michael Senoff. And if you really think serious about getting into audio interviews, you got to build a team. You got to have the conviction and the belief and the guts to invest in that team. Well, I appreciate you, Michael. And I really thank God that he really got into your mindset to interview all these powerful people. And, you know, you build your powerful website, hardtofindseminars.com. And I really am thankful that I came across you, because when you tell on the news the information that you have on your website, when you tell on the news, you're not going to experience that kind of powerful information. Actually, the information that Michael is revealing, basically, they don't even want you to know that information exists out there. I highly recommend, if you want to get involved with audio interviews, you have to carve out the blueprints that you want to do this, and you have to pursue it. Start securing your interviews, and before you know it, you have a mountain of stuff. But then you got to build a team, because you can't be good at everything. So you got to farm out what you're not good at, and hopefully you can get a dedicated team that's willing to stick with you. But if you run into any roadblocks, I highly recommend stay with Michael Senoff, because if it wasn't for Michael Senoff, I wouldn't even know this powerful niche exists, and the information that he delivers is unbelievable. I really do appreciate you, Michael. Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot. I hope you've enjoyed this audio interview with Arthur, and I hope it's evidence and proof that you can do the same. All you got to do is decide and do. For more information on my Audio Marketing Secrets product, just go to Google and type in Audio Marketing Secrets, and you'll see it come up there number one on the search engines. Audio Marketing Secrets. It's the same course Arthur invested in, where he learned how to do amazing joint venture deals using audio interviews. Thanks for listening. For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.